Good evening, darling. Take a deep breath. Don't panic. Nah, hey. It's just gonna make the ropes tighter. I'm not gonna harm you in any way that has some long-lasting physical effect or anything. You're safe. Relax. Shh. It's all right. I got you. And I'm never gonna let you go. Your tears taste so fucking good when you're scared. I wonder if they have a different flavor when you're happy. Angry? Sad. I want a whole sample bladder. I want to fill a barrel and age them. Your tears are gonna be my wine. Welcome, sweetheart, to the rest of your life. I've had... so much time to think. So much. I stopped keeping track after a year. I thought about myself, the person I used to be, what a boring bitch I was, and the person I am today. Can I even call myself a person anymore? Lately, I felt less like a human, a little more like a monster, you know? Do you see me that way too? Don't fucking lie to me. Quit shaking your head. If I'm nice to her, she'll let me go. I got a way out of this. Is that what you're thinking? Really? There's no way out of here. Not any ones I don't know of, anyways. If you escape, it's gonna be because I want you to escape. It'll be because I'm not far behind. Because you have no idea where you are. But I do. You have no idea who the fuck's taking you, sweetheart. But I do. And I hate wires. Can't fucking stand them. Remember how I said I won't do irreparable harm to you? That's true. That's true. I don't want to harm you. You're so special to me, sweetheart. I don't want to risk doing anything to you that requires me taking you to a hospital. They'd take you away from me forever. But hurting you, that's kind of an inevitability, ain't it? I can't remember the last time I was able to reach an orgasm without hearing these sobs, you know? I only want to hurt you as much as I have to. But I think we'll both have a good time. So I'm going to ask you again. Do you see me as a monster? Well, I appreciate your honesty. Thank you. I've become a monster to myself, and it's time that changed. I've been thinking about the monster I want to become to you. You. comes back to you. And how much I've been thinking about you. That's the whole reason you're here in the first place, you know? Oh, I couldn't stand it anymore. I was beginning to think of doing something brash. I knew you'd slip up eventually. I just had to wait. Like a lion prepped to pounce, devour a gazelle. You ever had to sit and wait in one place for a whole year? Can't twitch, can't blink, can't breathe. Truly motionless, just watching the world move around you. Tension that feels as though it'll make your muscles disintegrate. That burning feeling, drowning on dry land. Does that describe it well for you? What were you feeling this year? You got to move around the world freely. Not a thought at all of how badly I was suffering for you. Does it please you? Does my suffering please you? Oh, no, of course it doesn't. No one's suffering has ever pleased you. That's why I love you, ain't it? The word slipped. I swear. Oh, man. I wanted to make it special the first time. But that's okay. That'll just make it more special when you, eventually say it back and mean it. Because you wouldn't lie to me about that, right? Think hard before you answer. Okay. I'll know. That's it. I didn't think you would. Oh, my poor baby. Oh, poor thing. I didn't mean to scratch your cheek like, oh, you're hurt. But it does look pretty on you. Among the many things I felt, the one that devoured me the most was regret. I want to be normal. Quotation marks. I worked a 9-to-5. Sometimes I go out for happy hour after work, come home, maybe watch porn. Give my vibrator a good workout and go to bed. My first regret was deciding to go on that website on that day, at that time. Maybe if I didn't, my life could have stayed the way it was. If I had just gone somewhere else to get what I needed that day, I could have kept my ordinary, boring, normal life. My second regret was on the day I finally tracked down your address. I watched through your window, your beautiful silhouette just right there on the other side of the curtains, watching into the late hours of the night until the lights clicked off. I regretted not taking you. Just bringing you home that first day. And then every subsequent day afterwards, I didn't have you here in my house, tied up somewhere free for me to use, to touch, and just to look at. God, you're so pretty to look at. Has anyone ever told you? I'm sure they have. You haven't been told every single day of your life. That changes today. I will make you believe how beautiful you are. Do you understand me? That's it. Sweet thing. My darling is so pretty, aren't you? Just breathtaking. It's okay to cry, baby. Even the iron still fears the rot. You can scream if you got to. Yeah, that's why I stuffed my panties in your mouth ahead of time. Does it taste good? I touch myself to the thought of you for hours first. The regret ate me alive. Millions of little teeth sinking themselves into me and just chewing on my flesh. Much the same way the sound of your voice and visuals just gnawed at my brain. Some nights I'd be driven so insane, just with the longing for you, that I'd break out in hives and scratch myself so much. You ever wanted something so badly? I bet not, huh? I don't think I've met anyone else who has. But I'm relieved now, you know. I feel calmer, like I can breathe again. As long as I'm looking at you, as long as we're in the same space, as long as I can touch you, I'm okay. I can go back to my normal life, as long as I know you're here, at home, waiting just for me. The wait was worth it. Oh. I needed to make sure everything was perfect, that you'd never want to leave. I built you this beautiful room. Look at how pretty it is here for you. I studied all your interests so closely. You know, the dresser, the closet full of comfy clothes. I know exactly what you do and don't want to wear and what looks best on you. I'll even feed you your favorite food every day. I read your diary. I went through your browser history. I found your Reddit. I went through every weird niche fetish sub you follow. I know everything about you. If I can't have you as my partner, then I'm gonna keep you, you know, as my pet. And I'll be a good master, I promise. I'll give you anything you want. As long as you look only at me, only touch me, only kiss me. Kiss me. Now. Of course, as if it even needs to be said, only fuck me. Isn't that simple? Easy rules to follow. You'll never be seeing anyone else again. What if I used your tears as lip gloss? You better not bite me. so delicious. Months, weeks, days. So I lost so much time in a pitfall of just this desire to undo the past. The feeling subsides. I find it difficult to assign words to what I'm experiencing right now. It's not quite euphoria. This intense joy and excitement, without a doubt. I'm sure you can feel that for yourself, leaking down from me and onto your lovely thighs. But it's more than that. It's the rebirth of every moment we've ever lived through. Every experience we've had, every decision we made, down to every breath we've taken, all bringing us here, right now. And in this instant, looking into your gorgeous eyes, and though I wear the mask, I see so clearly in your reflection. With a collected heart, soul, and mind, what is this called? This simultaneously just suffocating, enthralling elation. I don't know if there is a word for it. I feel just consumed by it. And I wanna consume you in return. You'll never know the depths of what I feel. But I can sure as hell try to make you. Just please indulge me, darling. As if you have another choice. Look at you. Look at your body. Breathtaking no matter what. But in person, so up close like this, I might just suffocate. Your skin is so sweet. This body is delicious. I love feeling you squirm under me this way. You get so fidgety when I pinch and suck on your nipples. Are they that sensitive, darling? You're just adorable. Look how hard they are for me. All for me. Do you like it? Does it feel good? Think carefully before you answer. Remember what I said about liars. I know that didn't feel good. If you tell me the truth, I'll go back to being nice to him. But just nodding your head ain't good enough. I need you to say it. I want to hear your voice say, when it feels good, when you molest my body like that. I know I'm going to hell. But hell don't scare me none. I've been burned so much worse before. But now, that's not what I told you to say, is it? Do it again. Do it right. Or I'm gonna hit you again. Good. That's it. Good job. It sounds like a different language when you're trying to speak through these just shattering sobs. I'll be fluent in all your tongues. Suffer, dust wolf, crawl into thee. Oh, the initial regret, my love. I could do nothing but wallow in it. Well, all around me was darkness. There was no escape from it. I couldn't see unless I looked at you. A beacon of light. My sunshine. You were a revelation for me. I was already on death row. Oh, you are my peacemaking with the end. You are my acceptance of the inevitable. My religion. And finally, I find myself separated from the debate over free will that philosophers have long talked about. Liminality. Perhaps that's the word. I feel liberated, don't you? I found my purpose. Because I'm no longer encumbered by the dreadful need to bring a single outcome into being. Because it's right here. But coupled with this newfound freedom, there's this other feeling. My chest is like a black hole. I'm gonna implode on myself. That's the sensation. Fear. Now that I have you, I'm not gonna live without you again. I have been waiting for you, not to fix me. You can't fix me, and I don't want you to. I don't want to break you as I've been broken either. I don't want you to feel the same level of regret that I did for any length of time, though I'm sure you may have some of your own right now. If I'd just been able to keep my exhibitionism kink under control, not posted so many nudes online, I wouldn't be in this situation right now. Don't worry, darling. That regret will pass. I'll make it pass. Break you? No. But I want you to feel afraid. As afraid as I am. I'm sure God loves you, but not enough to save you. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't intend for you to need saving. I'm like God. I'm real. And you can depend on me. Fuck, I can't keep myself together. You just taste so fucking good. Look at you. Look in the mirror on the ceiling. Just watch yourself coming undone under me. Every part of you is immaculate. Every part of you is mine. I won't leave a trace unkissed, untouched. You're all mine. This belongs to me. You will learn to worship me like a proper slave. I'm gonna claim you over and over and over, inside and out, until it's the only thing you know. Are you mine? Think carefully before you speak. That's right. Yeah. That's it. All mine. Forever, right? I can feel it by the way you're thrusting against my mouth. You love this idea, huh? Of being mine. I put in all this work for you. All this effort to show you how much I want you. No one alive would ever consider putting this much effort in. Like me. You like it, huh? You like me? Don't you? Say it again. Say you like me? Say you want to be my dog. Say I love you. Say it. Say I love you. I know. I forgive you. I forgive you for lying to me. It's alright. I don't give a fuck. I know you'll mean it eventually. It sounds so fucking good when you say it. Oh, I love you too. I love you too. I love you so fucking much. Keep fucking struggling. That's right. So beautiful. So gorgeous. I can tell you're about to come. I've seen her face so many times. It's even better up close. It's so good for me. That's right. Yell as loud as you want. No one's gonna stop this. You ready, baby? It doesn't matter. That's right. Five. That's right, we're doing this. Five. Four. Three. Getting closer. Two. Almost there, baby. Come on. One. Come for me. That's right. That's it. There it is. That's it. Ride it out. Good job. Good job. Oh, you're perfect. That's right. No. Oh, no. I adore you. Sweet little thing. I'm never gonna let you go. And I'm never gonna leave you.